Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Talking about the control media in America today, and we just had a caller call in and state that the John Swinton statement here I'm about to share with you is not real. Well, when I get through this morning, or this afternoon, rather, talking about who these people are that John Swinton called intellectual prostitutes, I don't think there'll be any doubt. We know that back in the 50s, John Swinton was a live man. He was very outspoken. And this has been around since 53 that this statement was out there. So I have I beg to differ with this gentleman, but he's going to call me later on and we'll talk about it and I'll share with you our discussion on the issue. But I want to go back to John Swinton here. You will find his statement in our Police and Military Against the New World Order's manual for police and soldiers that we published about, oh, what's it been now, about 82, I think we put it out, 1982. And on page 18, we have John Swinton, and we have a whole section on media back blacks out the facts is what it's called. And there's no doubt, no question whatsoever that the media in America is controlled, because we know as investigators who have been investigating these things for 24 years now, police investigators and other investigators have been working with us and researchers, that the media in America is owned and controlled by these international crime families that we talk about all the time, that you know is in control of so much in America today. And if you want to know about these controls, order a copy of Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military action plan for ending world government rule. On page 18, we're sharing this with you today because Peter Jennings has passed away. And we're asking the question, what has America lost when one of these intellectual prostitutes dies? Why do we call it this? Well, John Swinton gave us the name. Former chief of staff of the New York Times, he was asked in 1953 to give a toast before the New York Press Club, and in so doing made a monumentally important and revealing statement. He was asked by his peers, fellow reporters, newspaper men, to give a toast to an independent press. And he raised his drink, he raised his cup, and he said to them this, these words, "There is no such thing at this date in America's history as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write his honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper I'm connected with today. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the street looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Is it hard to believe, folks, that we in America have lost something when Peter Jennings passed away? He was a pretty face for many, many years on television. But he didn't tell us the truth. If he told us the truth, he wouldn't have been there. Just like John Swinton said, he was involved at the top levels of the print media in America and chief of staff of the New York Times. Today we have electronic media that overshadows the print media today for the most part, but we still have these same intellectual prostitutes controlling everything that comes in and everything that goes out. Richard M. Cohen, to back up what John Swinton said in 1953 at the New York Press Club, Richard M. Cohen, senior producer of CBS News, political news, said this: "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with." Does that sound like an independent press? Richard Salant, to back up John Swinton's quote, his toast, said this. Richard Salant is former president of CBS News, and he stated, "Our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have." And what was Peter Jennings and his other intellectual prostitute friends, the talking heads on television and those behind the scenes, behind the cameras, what was their agenda? What do they believe the American people, some of these communists, call us the common herd? What do they think we ought to have? Remember Richard Salant? Our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. What do they think we ought to have? Well, one of their cohorts, Norman Thomas, who many of our new listeners won't recognize that name, but I recognize it. I was born a number of decades ago. 6 decades ago, matter of fact. Norman Thomas, for years, was the U.S. Socialist presidential candidate in America. He ran on the socialist ticket for president. A lot of you will remember Norman Thomas. And a lot of you won't, because it's been some years back. But Norman Thomas said what the controlled media in America believes we ought to have. He says the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. How sadly true his words. He, Norman Thomas, and a buddy of his, Gus Hall, who ran on the U.S. Communist Party ticket for years and years in America, both of these men, the U.S. Socialist presidential candidate and the U.S. Communist Party candidate, quit American politics forever in 1970. Agreeing that the Republican and Democratic parties in America by 1970 had adopted every plank of the Communist Socialist Party, and they no longer had an alternative party platform on which to run. Believe it not. Well, I want to take you over to page 31 in Operation Vampire Killer 2000, the primer here for police and military. That we use to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform, and you can use too. They don't believe in this world conspiracy, controlled press, and controlled monetary system, controlled schools, controlled political parties, and so on. They need to read our manual called Operation Vampire Killer 2000. And on page 31, we have the Communist Socialist Rules for Revolution that we've talked about before on this program, but Peter Jennings was all about this. This is what his whole life was about as a socialist, a liberal slash socialist slash communist. He promoted these things his whole life. And here is what the goals of the communist socialists were in America. There aren't any more because they've already accomplished all these things, except one they haven't accomplished yet, and they're working on it day and night. But these communist rules for a revolution were captured in Dusseldorf, Germany, May 1919, by Allied forces. And you tell me if these things haven't occurred in America now, if these rules have not been injected in our system and programs and tactics. Number one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, destroy their rugged. That's the first of the communist rules for taking over the nation. Number two, by specious argument, cause the breakdown of the old moral virtues and values, honesty, sobriety, countenance, faith in the pledged word, destroy their rugged. Number three, encourage civil disorders and foster a lenient and soft attitude on the part of government toward such disorders. Well, a lot of our new listeners haven't been around since the L.A. riots. They don't remember what the L.A. riots were all about. I do. I was a cop at that time. I remember the L.A. riots very well. But I go back further than that, folks. I remember when the great peacemaker went around this nation, and every time he spoke, violent revolution broke out on the streets wherever he spoke. Every time he spoke, the great peacemaker, Martin Luther King, caused violence wherever he spoke. And the people that participated in this violence paid no price for their violence. I was there, I recall. I was born in Washington, D.C. I remember when he came to D.C., the peaceful bricks that came through the windows of people driving down the freeway after Martin Luther King spoke. I remember so much. I remember the L.A. riots and the reasons for that. Well, folks, we'll be right back and continue on today about, did we lose anything when one of these intellectual prostitutes died in America and goes home to meet with their God that they've served their whole life? Be right back. Thank you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Jack McLamb, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. We're talking about the loss of Peter Jennings today, or any of these other talking heads on television. What a great loss that'll be for our country when Barbara Walwat takes off to be with the God she's worshipped her whole life. And many others have already left us, Walter Cronkite and so forth. And what a tremendous loss that is to our controlled society today and controlled press. And so I'm on to this thing here where Gus Hall and Norman Thomas mentioned that American people will never adopt socialism. Actually, Norman Thomas said this. But they renamed it liberalism, and we've adopted every fragment of the socialist program. And one day we'll wake up to be a socialist communist nation without knowing how it happened. So we're on these communist rules for revolution. And I'm asking you how many of these have been implanted in American society today. We're going to go here to number five. I'm going to skip a couple of these things because some of them, to talk to you about them and explain them, are rather time-intensive, but this one is not. Number five, get the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. I don't think I need to have to explain that one. We deal with police and soldiers all the time here at our two police and military associations, And there's nothing more sacred to police and soldiers, to the highest percentages of police and soldiers, than their ball games. Yes, their ball games, unless maybe it would be their beer. But the communist rules for a revolution was to get the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on triviality. And, of course, this is where 99% of the American people's brains are today. Number six, get control of all means of publicity, the media. And, of course, that's what we're talking about today, controlled media. Number seven, destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. You wonder why Bill Clinton, the clown, the gangster from Arkansas and his gunball wife was put in the presidency? Because they knew the goal of the communists to take over this nation was to destroy our leaders. Our perception of our leaders had to be destroyed, holding them up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. Who better to choose to be our president than Billy Boy Clinton and his wife, who was the co-president? Number eight, cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with the view of confiscation and leaving the population helpless. As I said, folks, that's only a partial list, but that's the only one we're mentioning here today that they haven't quite finished arranging yet. Cause the registration of all firearms. They have not registered all firearms yet. I know personally to that fact. If you buy one in a gun store, it is registered. But if you buy one off a private party, it is not registered to you anyway. So what I'm getting at here, folks, is this, that in America today, we have a controlled press. And as a matter of fact, some of the statements of America's top news personalities, although we altered them a little bit in putting them in on page 19 of Operation Vampire Killer 2000 by putting the word socialist beside the word liberal. And we're doing that because Norman Thomas told us that that was okay. Because he said socialism is liberalism. Liberalism is socialism / communism. So here's the quotes of a number of the news personalities that you may know the names of, all right? And there's many others, but we're just going to use a few here and prove our point. Herman Dimsmore, foreign editor of the New York Times, in the 1960s said this, "The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal/socialist point of view." Remember, we added the word socialist. Walter Cronkite said, "News reporters are certainly liberal." We added the word socialist. And left of center, he said. Barbara Walters said, "The news media in general are liberals/socialists. Now, we could go on and on, folks, but I believe you get our point. America's media is completely controlled except for that media that we've created ourselves. In the last 24 years, we've had aid and abet police military newsletter on constitutional issues for fellow police officers and soldiers for 24 years now. It is not controlled. It is not biased in any way except for those that love God and love our constitutional republic. So I guess it is biased. We are not communists. We are not socialists. We are not whatever, Fabian socialist. We're not fascist. We love our constitutional republic that was based on biblical law." All right, so you decide for yourself if Peter Jennings and the likes of his fellow intellectual prostitutes are a loss for society. Okay, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking about why we didn't have things blowing up in America on August the 6th, Saturday. We're going to talk about that. Because they're saying again now that August the 9th, things are going to blow up in America. Are they? We'll be right back after.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, this is Christine with BringhamHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
News again here for a few minutes, folks, and then we'll open the phone lines up. But I want to tell you that we get perplexed here occasionally at our two police and military associations, just like you do, I'm sure, in life. But we get perplexed because we dig and dig, we research and we research, and we spend hours upon hours upon hours searching the foreign press. We search the American press. Hundreds and hundreds of websites that are the alternative press out there to try to get a grasp of what is actually going on in this nation, and around the world, and so forth. And we're fairly pleased because if we find credible information reported in numerous places, then we give it some credence. And if we find evidence in some of these areas, find well substantiated, not snitches, what do you call them, information sources, I guess we'll say, comes to us through the military and law enforcement. We give it some credence because we've used these sources before and they've turned out to be credible on things. Well, in this particular case, we talked about here about a week ago the possibility that we'd heard that Osama bin Laden, the buddy-buddy, the business associate of the Bush family for many, many decades, him and the Osama bin Laden family have been bosom buddies with the Bush crime family. Anyway, it was said in our media through the web, okay? It did not hit the controlled media in America, but it hit some very, very important websites. And from about 10 different sources, we heard about this Osama bin Laden planning to nuke America with tactical nukes, these small suitcase nukes that he had purchased. And we searched it out and read the number of websites and tried to gather information on this. And the major concern of ours about this was that we know, of course, it is a fact that the Bush crime family, Tony Blair crime family, and the Israeli Sharon crime family have been told to attack Iran and Syria next. America is going to attack Syria and Iran next. Well, we read to you last week, too, about what, and this is a fact, Vice President Cheney has ordered Strategic Command, U.S. Strategic Command, to prepare to attack Iran with nuclear bombs if there's another 9/11 attack on America. And then here along comes this thing where Osama bin Laden, the buddy and business associate of the Bush family, is going to bomb America with nuclear bombs. Well, this caused us concern, and because we know, of course, the history of these international crime families, like the Bush crime family, because they did purposely blow up, have a part in blowing up the Oklahoma City Mirror building, packed, as our dear brother, General Ben Pardon told us, that it would have taken hours for the people that got into the Mirror building basement to go in and wrap the pillars, the columns of that building, with explosives. Hours. And folks, a federal building is not open for the public to come out in, Arabs or anybody else come in and spend hours wrapping columns with explosives and just go about their merry way for several hours inside a federal building. It's ridiculous. So we know through much other evidence, too, that the Bush crime family and others involved in their ilk, in their crime syndicate, have prepared incidences in America, dangerous, violent, deadly incidences to occur to push their agenda. We know, of course, the second World Trade Building was all set up by the FBI. The bombing of that building the first time was set up by the FBI. We know that. We can prove that in any court in America. And we police officers know what evidence is. We know what facts are. We have a preponderance of evidence to prove that the FBI knew down to the very minute that the World Trade Center building was going to be blown, down to the very minute of the very day that it was going to occur. Matter of fact, they supplied the powder to blow the building. And I know you've heard us speak enough here on the Officer Jack McLamb program for several years about us having all the evidence we know we need to convict high people, including the president and his cabinet, of knowing about and having collusion with blowing up the World Trade Center in the Pentagon this last time on 9/11. We could prove it in any court in America. A preponderance of evidence to prove this. So when we read about, folks, that their old buddy, the Bush crime family's old buddy, Osama bin Laden, is going to plant tactical nukes, suitcase nukes in America and blow it up, what are we to think? We think, of course, that the ones that benefit if this were to occur would be the same international crime families that control our government. The Bush crime family, the Blair crime family, and the Sharon crime family in Israel. They are the ones, along with their other criminal crony crime families, will be the only ones benefit from the next attack on America. So we told you on last week to be prepared sometime, could be on August 6th, will kill hundreds of thousands of Americans to push their political agenda once again. Why would they not do this? They don't care at all about killing 100,000 or more Americans. They don't care at all. They only care about accomplishing their goal. The end justifies the means, political philosophy that we're under in this country today. But our main consideration was this, folks, whether it would be some irate Arab that have every reason to be irate and be insanely mad at America for allowing these crime families not only to control our government, but to use our own soldiers to go over and attack their nation in Afghanistan, in Iraq, nations that had never threatened America and nations that have never attacked America, and blow up their nations, take over their nations, and set up these puppet governments. Are there some Iraqis, are there some Afghanis out there that would be mad enough to do this? Absolutely. Absolutely, because I know how mad I would be if, let's say, any nation had come over to America and attacked and blown up my nation and put us under a puppet government. We're already under a puppet government. But, I mean, if a nation came over and did this just out of the blue like we did to Afghanistan in Iraq, they had nothing to do with blowing up the World Trade Center. They had nothing to do with blowing up the Pentagon. But we went over and destroyed their nation, and now we're giving billions and billions and billions to Vice President Dick Cheney and the Bush crime family through Halliburton and through Bechtel and other rebuilding companies over there, putting billions and billions in their pockets. But our major concern on Saturday, folks, if the Bush crime family, and let's say they got together with old Osama bin Laden, if he's still alive, that is, and they did blow up, massively blow up some part of the United States, and blame it on, of course, Syria and Iran. Because that's the next on the hit parade. We have to go into Syria and Iran and destroy those nations, take them over, take their natural resources, turn the land control of the government and land over to the crime families at the head of the Israeli government. And so we knew that the most serious problem we had was this, is dealing with the fear factor in America. It would be so intense, and you can imagine how intense it would be in your own family, if 100,000 or more Americans died in a nuclear attack here on America, allegedly by those dirty Arabs out there. And, of course, what would happen is the Bush crime family and his cohorts would be able to get their total military rule over the American people, dump the Constitution. The people would demand martial law in the street. And because we don't have soldiers here any longer, we've got them all over there working as mercenaries, taking over 120 to 130 other nations in this world and controlling their people, that we'd have to accept United Nations troops. Wonderful. The Bush crime family, Sharon, Blair, and other international crime families would be delighted, and they would benefit from all of this. Then also Bush would get the draft in. He would get the universal draft, because the vast majority of the American people will offer up their daughters and sons after this big nuke attack, or who knows, it might be a chemical attack, a biological attack on Americans, but there will be an attack because it works to the internationalist agenda to have the American people voluntarily put themselves under military rule forever, and voluntarily offer up their daughters and their sons to these wars for these international crime lords. And many other benefits, but folks, not even talking about the trillions and trillions of dollars that will be paid when we go over here soon and we bomb Iran and bomb Syria and Lebanon and so forth and take over those nations. Billions and billions, or trillions and trillions, will go into the pockets of Bechtel and Halliburton and so forth. And so but another concern of ours that we told you about this last week that we've been hearing through the pipeline, is that if this occurs, and the controlled media, we just talked about at the opening of this program, Peter Jennings would have been right there at the top of feeding you the lies about who did this. We wanted you to know if it happened on Saturday, August the 6th, which was the day, was it the 50th? I guess the 50th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. And then the 9th is the 50th anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki in Japan. If it happened on Saturday, please don't make a decision on who did it. You're going to be told the Iranians did it, the Syrians did it, because that's where they want you to tell us to go and get those dirty Arabs after it happened. So we just want you to know that there's nothing we can do to stop it. Only God Almighty can stop them from carrying out this, and that's why we ask you to pray that God would stop them pulling off this horrific death and destruction to Americans with a nuclear attack or a biological or chemical attack last Saturday. And it didn't happen. And I guess we won't know if God stopped it or if perhaps it was a program put on the web to try to discredit all the talk show hosts out there. Think about that. There's other things on the web right now. Bush has been indicted. Have you been reading that lately? Not in the daily newspapers, you haven't. But it looks like this is pretty serious, and there's a lot of facts backing it up that Bush and Cheney have been indicted. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. But anyway, I want to remind you that we're whistling past the cemetery right now because the Bush crime family and his cohorts didn't decide to do it to us on August the 6th, or if they did, Almighty God stopped it because of all the prayers going up to him, which he could, of course, do. But I want to remind you that August the 9th is coming up. Now, don't be all shaky and worried about it. Just pray about it, because there's nothing you and I can do to stop it, but God could. And just remember once again, when it does happen, and we believe that the Bush, the international crime families have to do it because they have to get America under control. And the best way to do it, get the American people to demand martial law and military rule over them and their families. And so we have no doubt it will not come unless God grants us the victory and just stops them cold from doing it. But if it happens on August 9th, the bombing of Nagasaki 50 years ago, which according to the media that we've read in about 10 different sites, Osama bin Laden, the buddy of Bush, a business partner of Bush, the Bush crime family, has decided either August 6th or August 9th he will nuke America. If something like that happens, just remember, folks, do not believe what you're being told in the controlled media. All right, let's go, and let's open the phone lines up now. If you'd like to call in, we've got a few minutes left. Please call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, boy, that was quick. My goodness gracious. Let's go to Brother Jeffrey in Massachusetts. Jeffrey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Now, as far as the media is concerned, you can oftentimes tell a person by the way that person looks at history. Like, for instance, you were talking about the L.A. riots, for instance.
Yeah.
If you ask people what it was like back then, a liberal would say, and this is a lot of people in Massachusetts, back then, America was ruled by the rednecks who lynched blacks. It was horrible. You know, we need affirmative action. We need all these programs to equalize the playing field.
Uh-huh.
Because there was all this lynching back then and all this racism and bigotry. Now, you know what I say? I say this. Blacks can go into a white neighborhood and be perfectly safe. But God help you if you try to go into a black neighborhood. They'll give you the nastiest looks, and you might even get assaulted.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
true.
And that is a fact. There have been many times when I went into a restaurant with a friend of mine, I had to tell my friend, keep quiet. We're in gangbanger territory here.
Uh-huh.
Because if you say the wrong thing, you could be fighting 30 people.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Just because you gave a bad look, or just because you said something that wasn't cool or anything like that. So a lot of these people that make these stupid statements, usually, I hear the break.
Yes. Okay, you going to hold over, Jeff?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be back, and we're wrapping up the program here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Simple. You know who you can thank for all this misery? You can thank the media for creating the atmosphere for the revision of our history, because the media has literally fanned the flames of racism in this country.
Amen, brother.
Racism would have went away on its own, because by nature, people want to live in peace. But because of the media, you come up to Massachusetts, ask the people the history, they'll say it's all bigotry and Klansmen and the media is like Moses coming from the Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. And that is right. The communization of our country. And as a closing note, where can I get those? Where can I get the Dusseldorf rules? Because I want to get that.
Go ahead and write to us up here, brother. And if you will get a copy of our Operation Vampire Killer 2000, it's right in there a lot with other about 50 or 60 other quotes in there. But that's $11. Now,
okay.
If you want Carol to print those pages out for you, you can go ahead and send her a couple bucks and we'll send those to him. But otherwise, you can go on the web and go to, just put that in the search engine. I'll bet you'll find that, 1919 Dusseldorf, Germany, the Communist Rules for Revolution. I'll bet you'll pull it right up.
Yeah, because I want to get that because I'm going to be using stuff like that. Plus, if you have any material on Antonio Gramsci, I would send you guys some money for that.
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to have that, too. Do you know how to spell his last name?
Gramci. I'll see if I can look around some communist bookstores in my area, see if I can find Antonio Gramsci.
Gramci?
I think that's how you spell it. Gramci, Gramsci.
Okay, good.
Antonio.
Okay, we've been trying to find the Franklin School and all that stuff ourselves here at our Police and Military Association. They've hidden it very, very well because we're having all kinds of trouble coming up with that. If you get anything, Jeff, let us know and we'll let you know too.
I'll tell you what, if I'm able to get a book by Antonio Gramsci, I'll send it to you guys.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Sure thing.
All right, Lord bless. Take care. Okay, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania real quick. Roger, welcome to the program. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. I'm sick of whoever getting lionized by their mere death with a status they wouldn't have had they still been living. I'm referring, of course, to Peter Jennings, who never missed an opportunity to sing the siren song of socialism.
That's right.
And, of course, he probably, like most such hypocrites, they probably disrespected his memory by giving him a religious planting, even though died as he lived. That is probably as a totally secularized atheist.
Yeah.
And they did a rerun yesterday on Hanoi Jane. This was the 60 Minutes. They do a number of reruns as they did full length, and they cut out, nevertheless, the really damning quotation from that interview. I don't think she did a second interview in that time frame of a half a year or so ago.
Yeah. Roger, I hear the music coming up, my friend. You bring up some good points, and I hope you'll call back again. Okay?
God bless.
Okay, take care now. Mike in Colorado, we missed you, buddy. The music's coming up. That's it for tonight. Call back, tomorrow we're going to have a guest. But hope you'll call back, remember your point, Mike, and maybe Wednesday night call us back. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.